«Nua stois vus?» sende domanda. «Jau e mia familia stein a flem.» Punkt.
Pens poised, a group of students listens intently as their teacher dictates a simple Romansh text. «Where do you live?» question mark. «Oh, what kind of person wants to go back to school during their summer holidays?» «All kinds, actually, and quite a lot of them. There were 85 students at the Zurselva summer course in Lax in 2009, which was celebrating its 40th anniversary. Craig Rowland, a librarian from Canada, was one. He has no ties with Graubünden and doesn't know any Romansh speakers at home, but he was on his fourth visit. Never mind that many of his friends wonder why he doesn't learn a language he has more chance of practicing.»
«I just say to them it's my passion. People may collect stamps, baseball cards, I collect the smallest languages of Europe.»
Anna Maria Mühlenthaler, at 81, the oldest student, had been learning for 6 years. She had quite a different reason for starting.
«I know the other Latin-based languages, French, Italian and Spanish, and I thought at my age I should do something for my brain to prevent Alzheimer's, so I thought I'd learn the fourth national language.»
And at the other end of the age scale, Ursula Bodmer was 16 and still at school. Her reasons were different again.
«First of all, I always get bored in the holidays, and I like to do something to stretch my mind. And then my mother has been learning Romansh for over 8 years, and she speaks it with some of her friends, and I wondered what she was talking about.»
English teacher Tessa Meuter was typical of many of the students. She has a holiday home in the area and wants to be able to speak to the people in her village in their own language. Whether or not she can is a different matter.
«I believe I've made a lot of progress regarding passive skills such as reading and, you know, grammar, recognizing words and sentence structures. But it's really hard after a week and a half to say that I've improved my oral skills. I mean, I'm trying hard, but it's very difficult to get sentences into a form where I believe I can be fluent.»
«Will you come back next year?»
«Yes, I will, definitely. Yes, I'm planning to come back until I can speak fluently. This is my goal.»
And did I make any progress? Well, yes, like Tessa, I was really pleased with the improvement in my passive knowledge. And I think I'm quite good at asking people their name. At least, I had a lot of practice. Co asti num?
Jau einum Ursula.
Jau sun Tessa.
Jau einum Craig.
Miu nume Anna Maria.
Convincing? Judge for yourselves from the way native speakers say it. Teacher Salvatore Stagliano asking the course director and the course manager.
Co asti num?
Jau einum Franzesch Friber.
Jau einum Konradin Kleis.
Konradin Kleis told me what he sees as the main purpose of the course.
Romansh is not just a language for linguists, but it's a language for the people. You can study Romansh at university, so you don't really need to come here to study it in a way. It's more for integration reasons, definitely. And, of course, it's a holiday. You can enjoy this holiday by learning Romansh and combine these two things.»
A holiday? Oh, yes. That's not what Tessa thought when I asked her what she'd be doing afterwards.
«After the end of the course, I'm going to go on vacation because I need it. I mean, originally these 2 weeks were expected this to be my vacation, but now I decided to go on vacation after 2 weeks because it was too hard.»
It was a lot of work, but it was great fun too.
«I enjoyed the social part also. You get to meet a lot of people from different backgrounds.»
Yes, indeed. Our class alone included a retired confectioner, a local politician, and a monk.
«Lots of different mentalities, different approaches to learning, different incentives. What I also enjoyed very much was the choir. The fact that we got together as a choir in the afternoon and we sang Romansh songs. And that was one part, or still is one part, which I enjoy nearly most of all. I think it's a great way of language immersion.»
Ah, the singing. 16-year-old Ursula, looking forward to specialising in music studies. And 81-year-old Anna Maria, still a leading voice in her local choir, would agree. And so would Conradine, the conductor, who, incidentally, fits in music studies in New Zealand between bouts of teaching in Switzerland.